Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about design, build, highway construction. Again, design, build, highway construction. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go into the podcast. The country economy is largely dependent on the quality of the highways it has. You need big roads for huge vehicles to move on, and these huge vehicles carry tons of weight on it. This means that you need highways that are strong and long-lasting. Now, in order to have long-lasting highways, you need a solid design to go with so that the construction of the highway goes in accordance to the design being made by the engineers and it remains strong to cater thousands of vehicles that passes each day. There is something known as design build, which is majorly used in the construction of roads and highways. This design of the highway and construction are done by the same entity. This means that no two different entities will be in the picture, and the entire responsibility, the highway construction, remains with only one construction company who has taken the order to construct the highway. Again, you know, in Texas, majority of our highways are done this way. Earlier, there was something known as design bid and build that was followed by construction companies, in which in this particular scenario, one entity uses to prepare the design of the highway and the other follows the design and works on it. This has created a lot of problems with who will take the accountability if something goes wrong in making the project. The company who designs the project will point fingers at the company who has taken the construction work and later will do the same on the company who has designed the project. In this case, the ultimate sufferer is the common people, the taxpayer of the country who has paid for the project, and what they got in return is something worse off or worthless. This is why the concept design build came into existence, where the sole responsibility of the project remains to one company, and if everything goes wrong, then we know who to catch hold of. Next, number one, it reduces overall cost of the project. Since there is only one company involved with the design and the construction of the highway, we expect a sizable amount of reduction in the overall cost of the project. The construction company can work on design, and if it finds any changes to be made, which happens quite often in the project of this magnitude, can talk with the guys who did design the work for them and get it redesigned to their convenience. Had there been two entities, the redesign would have taken huge sums of money from the project and have also made the process a quite time-consuming. Moreover, there is a chance that the Eagle Clash happening, and if that happens, it becomes more difficult to complete the highway job on time. And lastly, the designers and contractors are in sync when they're together on design builds. The design build concept has brought in a greater sense of responsibility by generating a strong team of binding between the designers and contractors. Since they belong to the same entity, they have to work in sync with each other. And it has been that the people who work in the team derive better results than the guys who work alone. Again, you know, like I said, this is what our highways here in Texas are, design builds. There's a lot of them. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.